Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Worth noting, I should have mentioned this earlier on in the show, but I guess we've just been frustrated on a Reaction Tuesday. It's also a Texans Ticket Tuesday. If you're interested in sitting very close to the action in the Houston home game, you want to keep it locked. In the noon o'clock hour, we will be giving away some tickets to the bullpen. Great tickets, mind you.
It's Reppin' Nacetown Day, I want to say.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. I just find it funny that the particular day we're doing it on is one where, I don't know, I very much imagine there's people under the sound of my voice that are like, man, book them tickets. I want to see them jokers. Like, I guess
that's a trigger.
That might be it. Like, Texas Ticket Tuesday in and of itself. But yeah, keep it locked for that later. We also be giving away a pair of tickets to, or it was a 4-pack of tickets to the Cougars game when they host West.
What's the 6-1 Cougars?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 6-1, man.
Right there atop the Big 12, along with everybody else.
The best football team in the city.
Ooh.
I'm going to leave that where it stands. Of course, your Texans fall in that Monday night, one of the two Monday night football games, 27-19. They fall to 2-4. In the course of this game, there was some interesting notes. One of the funny things and one of the things that the Seahawks did to continue to give the Houston Texans life, as early on they were up 14-0. They were driving. They were in the red zone, I believe, if memory serves, or at least
close,
they were in the shadow of the red zone, looking like they were going to go and get the old 21 skunk. Up until they got cute with it, Clint Kubiak did, and they ran a little wide receiver pass. Cooper Kupp threw up an interception. That is one of six career passes that has been thrown by Cooper Kupp with zero completions. He now has the second most passes in a career without a completion since the merger. That was his first interception of his career as well. So shout out to Cooper Kupp, who did have a big play, but also had a big one for the Texans there. Shout out to also to Kalen Ballock getting on the board there with that interception. Another thing from that game that was interesting as well, obviously Jackson Smith and Jigba had a fantastic game. He is the first Seahawks receiver to have 700 rushing or receiving yards, rather, in his first seven games of the season.
And by far the leading receiver. You know, some of the things in the NFL, some of the things he did, you can almost say nobody in the league could have stopped that. But this was sort of one of my, it's almost like a mini confession. I don't know if it's a confession or just an observation or whatever it was. Like, that's the first time I've ever seen Derek Stingley look worked.
Dude,
he spun him around.
As much as it's actually possible to really enjoy the play of an opponent while you're seeing a game that's just deeply frustrating, that's what I felt like watching Jackson Smith and Jigba. His route running is gorgeous. Like, he on that inbreaker where he just created a load of separation on Derek Stingley. Stingley was there. He's flat footed because Jackson Smith and Jigba, the footwork leading up to his break is just perfect.
He's a lot better than I thought.
He is incredible. And you watched him Saturday out.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he might be probably one of the better Ohio State receivers.
Well, again, to me, the biggest tell was I've never seen. Now, to be fair.
In fact, not just.
Lassiter, too.
Yeah, Lassiter, he got on the outside, too, with a crazy good outbreaking
route.
Not
that Derek Stingley didn't have his moments. He did because he's great. But that's the first time ever I've seen Derek Stingley go. And I kind of went, ooh. Yeah. You know,
and that's kind of a compliment, yes, to be honest, yes, how good he is. Mm-hmm.
With that game, the NFC is 25-13 against the AFC this year.
That means something.
NFC is the better side of this. And what's funny is coming into the season, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere close.
Look at what was in the AFC. Ravens, Bills. You know, yeah. Chiefs, Texans, you know, I know it sounds awful now, but yes.
It kind of show you how wide open the AFC is, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, both.
And yet and still, the Texans have the 10th best record in the AFC behind the Joe Flacco-led Cincinnati Bengals. If that don't make you feel sick, if that does not, right above, mind you, the 2-5 Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, you are in the Cleveland Browns. Oh, yeah, the Cleveland Browns.
You got
Browns,
the same amount of wins as the Cleveland Browns.
Oh God!
Yeah. So yeah, that was the thing that happened. The other Monday night game though was really, really entertaining. Like, hopefully you were able to at least get some fun football, even though it was very evidently always in hand for the Detroit Lions because the Buccaneers offense was not going anywhere. 24-9 victory for the Lions, in which Jahmyr Gibbs had over 200 all-purpose yards. We've had a number of running backs look fantastic in the all-purpose division.
Oh, running backs, huh?
Jahmyr Gibbs, part of that. Now, of course, a lot of this, a big 78-yard rush for him, but still, hugely fantastic game for him. The real note, I think, in this one was, I think that this might put it's definitely going to put a huge damper on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season. Is this the death knell? In this game, Mike Evans, who, mind you, is returning from a hamstring injury in this game. He sustained a hamstring injury in week 3, he'd been sidelined. He comes back week 7. Here we go. He comes back, and in the second quarter of the game, he deals with a right shoulder injury.
Clavicle now is what they're saying.
Suffered a concussion, broken clavicle. Yeah. He will be done for the season per Todd Bowles.
Collarbone, as they say. A death knell for the biggest of aspirations? I would say yes.
Okay.
I still think, you know, they won without him, you know, and they won big without him, and they had good wins without him, but I don't know if this team is capable without you know, Ibuka and Mike Evans of making the big run.
Yeah, it feels tough because Mike Evans just matters so much in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That was a team though that you looked at. If you're looking at a wide receiver core 1 through 3 or 4, they had that kind of depth.
It was kind of stacked.
Yeah.
But they've had a lot of injuries there. I mean, Cade Otton had a good game, although I think he had an interception that happened in as he couldn't control a football. And then Emeka Ogbuka still showing up pretty solidly, although he couldn't reel in nearly as much of the opportunities that he had in this game. I think they still have pieces.
No, they're going to be good and they're going to win games. But if you're saying
that ultimate,
yeah,
you need Mike Evans if you're trying to get far.
Yeah,
and I think what that also means is that Mike Evans will not have that 1,000
yards. Yeah,
which really does suck for obviously the Galveston kid, the Texas A&M kid. It feels like he's always had these things that snagged him, and he's always just found a way to grit out, get his 1,000 yards, and continue to prove that he is one of the better wide receivers in the league. Unfortunately, this year, he won't have that opportunity this season. Some other things around the NFL, and mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on local NFL, Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Baltimore Ravens. They had their bye week this past week along with the Texans, and they're looking at returning. The first opportunity to see if somebody was going to or not along with the Texans. They had the bye week, week seven.
Yeah.
And so they're gearing up for week eight. If you were looking to maybe try and get back on track, there's one name that you need in order to get them back on track with. And who is it?
Who?
Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's still out, by the way, with his hamstring as they get off a bye. So it feels like this season is just gone for them. It sure does. Like they in theory, you get Lamar Jackson back, you can play better football, but there's all the other stuff that's happening around the team is really problematic. To the point that the Baltimore Sun, the paper of record there in Baltimore, apparently reported that Ravens coaches have removed quote unquote distractions from the locker room after they lost to the Chiefs, like ping pong and video games.
You gotta get rid of ping pong. Come on now.
Clearly this is what has held the Baltimore Ravens back from being their best selves, being a team that goes to the AFC Championship game, is that them boys is in the locker room playing ping pong all the damn time.
Yeah. They said no Chinese, no food, you can't eat nothing. No ribs.
And by the way, they're still
no champagne, you can't eat nothing.
They're still going to play video games. I promise you they're still going to play video games if they do it, and just do it on their phone. But ping pong, boy, that's a big hit, man. That's a big hit in the locker room.
That's like when my mom used to take the controller away from my room from playing the video game when I bring home a bad report card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope, no video games.
What kind of kid were you? Were you the kid that found something else? Were you the kid that knew where it was and when it got it?
Nah, it was no way in hell I could get it.
Oh, yeah?
But nope. You knew where she kept it?
I did, but she was on me. It was a smaller house.
it
was no way I can just sneak and do it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a small ass house. My room was right next to hers.
Oh, you had no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had no chance.
Fair enough. I did mention, and the person who got that interception and wrestled it away from Cade Otton, Arthur Millett.
I know that name.
Yeah.
Because
I had that same reaction.
It was a play.
It was an incredible play.
It was a great play.
In that game.
Yeah.
This Lions team is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This Lions team is playing really, really good football. I did mention the concussion that was also suffered along with that broken clavicle for Mike Evans. D'Amico Ryans did make a note that Nico Collins is in the concussion protocol.
I think he said he has a concussion.
Or he has a concussion, rather.
That was surprising to me, you know.
Well, that he had a concussion. When you saw the play,
the
way it went.
That he said that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he just said he's got a concussion. And I went, follow-up, Joe Mixon? You know?
Yeah, I was like, apparently we are allowed to give insight into some players' injuries, just not all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nobody say mind your business around that one.
Yeah.
We'll have let him the process unfold.
Which, by the way, he ain't playing this week.
Yeah, I don't know if he's playing this week.
He's not going to play this
week. Yeah, I mean, if he's dealing with a concussion, likelihood is he's not going to play.
I'm surprised CJ ain't dealing with one because I felt like he landed the same thing.
Yeah.
It looked like the same damn landing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's That's rather large.
When his head whipped back, Nico, on that sideline, I was like, "Ooh,
I got a headache looking at that."
Yeah.
When I saw him put his two hands on his helmet, I was like, "Oh, that's wrap this thing up, big dog."
Yeah. It's funny. I think ESPN was like, "Oh yeah, it looked like he might have a neck injury."
Nope.
I'm like, I hope it's a neck injury, man.
I don't know if I hope it's a neck injury, because neck injury feel like it'll
you know, like strained your neck.
Yeah, it looked like it was like some soreness or something like that. Yeah. But I'm like, I hope it's that, because that looked like a head injury.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. How do you react to the, actually, before we get there, let's go to this one, because two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Graham, who had announced retirement, has now announced that he will be returning to sign with the Eagles. How do the Eagles keep getting away with this, right? Like, they have a player retire in the middle of the season and someone else is like, I will step up and jump into that pass rushing role. Yeah. Brandon Graham comes back from retirement.
I mean, clearly that was something that he had been considering, because he's clearly been working out at an NFL level, et cetera. So maybe it was a combination of, hey, we need you, and hey, I'm ready to come back.
He probably was like, hey, let me know if you need me.
Yes, exactly.
I'm still working the old JJ thing.
Yeah, the old JJ thing.
Who is still holding out there that JJ might do this?
Man, it's over,
You
man.
Mean he's not?
All right.
He looks like he weighs 190 pounds, by the way.
Yeah.
I do find that fascinating about, like, guys in the trenches. Mm-hmm. You go one of two ways when you retire.
Yeah.
You lose a lot of that weight, or you just get, like, you just big.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the guys in the trenches always lose the weight, and then you got, like, the receivers or the running backs, cornerbacks gain all of the weight, man.
Who was I can't remember. There was a running back that did some sort of tribute, and I went, damn, he was.
No, it was, I think I saw Darrell Revis.
Was it Darrell Revis?
Was,
yeah, Darrell Revis, like, got a round face.
I'm like, you don't look like you played corner.
Darrell Revis made me think a little bit about, who's it, Raymond Felton?
Yeah.
that's where my brain went. I was like, oh, okay. You were enjoying, although it always makes me happy. I'm like, you're enjoying life, because clearly there's a point in time in your life, like, your body probably more naturally wants to be in this place, and you were fighting it when you were playing the league. So kudos to you.
I respect it.
He had discipline, and then he didn't need it.
And then he was like, screw it. I'm retired, baby.
I'm done.
We paid.
Yeah.
I see you on the text line, and so I will do this for you. But I was going to mention this anyways. The Titans will release Tyler Lockett at his request. The veteran wide receiver, K-Stater, shout out, played with the Seattle Seahawks for a very long time. They eventually let go of him in the offseason, and he decided to sign with the Tennessee Titans. First and foremost, do you agree with him getting to this place where he's like, please release me, I would like to play somewhere else? Because I know I was talking with Pendergast last night when we were watching the game, and he's like, I have no sympathy. You knew what you were signing up for. And I'm like, not quite. He thought he was signing up for a team that was clearly bad previously but was trying to get better and obviously was adding players and did not anticipate 6 or 7 weeks in all of the things falling apart. Do you have any sympathy for him in that?
I actually do. I'm more on your side on that. I mean, you don't know how it's the bleep show that you're getting into until you're in it. He did get what he signed up for, but then when he was there, it wasn't what he signed up for, you know?
Yeah, I mean, how much did he get paid, too? Was it like a nice little contract where he like, okay, they paid? Okay, because if it was about the money, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a one-year $4 million contract.
Oh, that wasn't
That's nothing.
Which, honestly, takes me to the next question from the 281, the 979, both asked, Tyler Lockett ? As if to say, would you sign Tyler Lockett? And no.
Brother, you can't even get the rookies on the field,
no,
man.
No, I would not. Like, I understand, though, because, again, Nico Collins.
Did he
Collins,
go to John Carroll?
I told you he went to K-State.
Okay.
I just told you that. You well, know
then
what
that, you, then you know the answer.
The Iowa State cast ain't go to John Carroll. Braxton Berrios ain't go to John Carroll.
I don't know. Maybe they transferred.
Christian Kirk ain't go to John Carroll.
It's mostly coaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I wouldn't. You saw it in Seattle. Like, he's lost a little bit of a step. I don't know that he provides you any level of separation or anything fantastic. Plus, I think also, you adding guys in the wide receiver room to this team, like, I understand the theory, because last night it looked like it was either Nico Collins, who left this game hurt, Dalton Schultz, who was on the sideline a number of times hurt, or the Pips. Like, that's what it felt like. Actually, no, that's not fair.
Jalen Noel,
when they decided to actually let him out of his cage, was able to make some plays.
When he got out of Braxton Berrios' shadow?
Yeah, which isn't that big of a shadow. Braxton Berrios ain't that big of a dude.
No, he's not.
But, yeah. Like,
drafted by the Patriots, by the way.
Thank you.
2018.
Thank you for bringing that. Is that going to go all day? I just want to check.
I don't know.
That's a yes. I don't know. That's a yes. Also, you missed the great opportunity to say it is what it is.
Oh, God. Right there. I'm not going to say that.
In that moment. Yeah. But, yeah.
That's a trigger.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. All right, coming up next, let's circle back to this Texans team. Just how out of his depth is Nick Caley? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.